Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible. We're in Genesis, and this is chapter 18. Let's all go up to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to bless this service. Father, anoint. Anoint this, Your words, into our spirits, into the minds of our spirits, and let it be embedded in there, Lord, to give us the strength to stand another day, because You've instructed us to stand one day at a time and not to worry about that which will happen tomorrow, because the sins, the evil of today is sufficient. And we just won't be able to handle 2 days of evil at one time. So let us just live one day at a time. Lord, we ask all these things in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go.
Chapter 18, King James Version, verse 1. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day.
And some translations say that he's sitting under a certain kind of cluster of certain kind of trees, and that the Lord was standing, the three men were standing right next to him. But then it doesn't make sense, because it tells here that he ran to where they were standing. Alright, if somebody's standing right by you, you're not going to run over to them. Amen?
Amen.
You might run into them. Okay, then what else?
Commentary, A Son Promised to Sarah, verse 1. The Lord appeared again to Abraham while he was camped near the oak grove belonging to Mamre.
So if it wasn't the Lord Jesus, then it couldn't be God, because God is the Spirit, and you can't see Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So, the Lord Jesus is the outshining of the Lord. He's the outward appearance of God, because He appeared in the flesh. Then what else?
One day, about noon, as Abraham was sitting in the entrance to his tent, he suddenly noticed three men standing nearby. He got up and ran to meet them, welcoming them by bowing low to the ground.
Okay.
King James Version, verse 2 and then 3. And he lift up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door.
So it's saying they're standing by him, and he ran over to them. Hello, you know, mm-hmm. How's that? Okay, so I put nearby, okay?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
He ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Commentary, verse 3. Quote, My Lord, he said, if it pleases you, stop here for a while. King James Version, verse 4. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. Commentary, verse 4. Rest in the shade of this tree, while my servants get some water to wash your feet. King James Version, verse 5. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. Commentary, verse 5. Let me prepare food to refresh you. Please stay a while before continuing on your journey. Quote, All right, they said, do as you have said. King James Version, verse 6. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. Commentary, verse 6. So Abraham ran back to the tent and said to Sarah, quote, Quick! Exclamation mark. Get 3 measures of your best flour and bake some bread. King James Version, verse 7. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. Commentary, verse 7. Then Abraham ran out to the herd and chose a fat calf, and told a servant to hurry and butcher it. King James Version, verse 8. And he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat.
So they took milk and ate it with the calf, milk and butter, which it states that you're not supposed to do. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
Commentary, verse 8. When the food was ready, he took some choice curds and milk and the roasted meat, and he served it to the men. As they ate, Abraham waited on them there beneath the trees. King James Version, verse 9. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. Commentary, verse 9. Quote, Where is Sarah your wife? They asked him. In the tent, Abraham replied.
Beautiful Sarah. Said that she's so beautiful that all drove all the people in Egypt crazy for her. All right, then what? She was in the tent. All right, then what? This jewel of the desert. Okay, then what else?
King James Version, verse 10. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him.
Read the next verse.
Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women.
Okay.
Commentary, verse 10 and 11. Then one of them said, quote, About this time next year I will return, and your wife Sarah will have a son. Now Sarah was listening to this conversation from the tent nearby. And since Abraham and Sarah were both very old, and Sarah was long past the age of having children,
read the next verse.
She laughed silently to herself. Quote, How could a worn-out woman like me have a baby? She thought. Quote, And when my master, my husband, is also so old.
A lot of women today forget that their husbands are their masters and that they're supposed to do everything to please them. Especially masters, husbands that are of the Lord. Then what?
King James Version, verse 12. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? King James Version, verse 13. And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old?
Next verse.
Is anything
verse number what?
Verse number 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Commentary, verse 13 and 14. Then the Lord said to Abraham, quote, Why did Sarah laugh? Why did she say, Can an old woman like me have a baby? Is anything too hard for the Lord? About a year from now, just as I told you, I will return and Sarah will have a son.
Why is it that you feel that that the Lord never rebuked Abraham for laughing just not too long before that, and then rebukes Sarah for laughing? The answer is at the end of this message in the commentary. All right, then what?
King James Version, verse 15. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid.
She lied. Then what else?
And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. Commentary, verse 15. Sarah was afraid, so she denied that she had laughed. But he said, quote, That is not true. You did laugh.
So the opposite of the truth is a lie. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, what else?
King James Version, verse 16. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. Commentary, Abraham intercedes for Sodom. Verse 16. Then the men got up from their meal and started on toward Sodom. Abraham went with them part of the way. King James Version, verse 17. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? Commentary, verse 17 and 18. Quote, should I hide my plan from Abraham? The Lord asked. Quote, for Abraham will become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed through him. King James Version, verse 19. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. Commentary, verse 19. I have singled him out so that he will direct his sons and their families to keep the way of the Lord and do what is right and just. Then I will do for him all that I have promised.
See, after he keeps the commandments, then God will do all that he promises. So when people say that he's going to do it no matter what Abraham does, that isn't true. All right. Good. Then what else?
King James Version, verse 20. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me, and if not, I will know.
Who but Lot in that city would have been crying out from there? Righteous Lot, okay? Then what?
Commentary, verse 20 and 21. So the Lord told Abraham, quote, I have heard that the people of Sodom and Gomorrah are extremely evil, and that everything they do is wicked. I am going down to see whether or not these reports are true. Then I will know. King James Version, verse 22. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Commentary, verse 22. The two others went on toward Sodom, but the Lord remained with Abraham for a while. King James Version, verse 23. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Commentary, verse 23. Abraham approached him and said, quote, will you destroy both innocent and guilty alike? King James Version, verse 24. Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? Commentary, verse 24. Suppose you find 50 innocent people there within the city. Will you still destroy it and not spare it for their sakes? King James Version, verse 25. That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Commentary, verse 25. Surely you wouldn't do such a thing, destroying the innocent with the guilty. Why, you would be treating the innocent and the guilty the very same way! Exclamation mark. Surely you wouldn't do that! Exclamation mark. Should not the judge of all the earth do what is right? King James Version, verse 26. And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. Commentary, verse 26. And the Lord replied, quote, I will spare the entire city for their sake. King James Version, verse 27. And Abraham answered and said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes.
Yeah, I'm just dust and ashes. Okay, then what?
Commentary, verse 27. Then Abraham spoke again, quote, since I have begun, let me go on and speak further to my Lord, even though I am but dust and ashes. King James Version, verse 28. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. Commentary, verse 28. Suppose there are only 45. Will you destroy the city for lack of 5? And the Lord said, quote, I will not destroy it if I find 45. King James Version, verse 29. And he spake unto him yet again, and said, Peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. Commentary, verse 29. Then Abraham pressed his request further, quote, Suppose there are only 40. And the Lord replied, quote, I will not destroy it if there are 40. King James Version, verse 30. And he said unto him, O let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. Commentary, verse 30. Quote, Please don't be angry, my Lord, Abraham pleaded. Let me speak. Suppose only 30 are found. And the Lord replied, quote, I will not destroy it if there are 30. King James Version, verse 31. And he said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. Commentary, verse 31. Then Abraham said, quote, Since I have dared to speak to the Lord, let me continue. Suppose there are only 20. And the Lord said, Then I will not destroy it for the sake of 20. King James Version, verse 32. And he said, O let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. Commentary, verse 32. Finally, Abraham said, quote, Lord, please do not get angry. I will speak but once more, exclamation mark. Suppose only 10 are found there. And the Lord said, quote, Then for the sake of the 10, I will not destroy it. King James Version, verse 33. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. Commentary, verse 33. The Lord went on his way after he had finished his conversation with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his tent.
Okay, now that was the end of chapter 18, and now we go into the commentary.
Chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. This is typical. The hospitality required by the Lord, both Old Testament and New Testament.
When Abraham rushed up to him and told him to stay, and that to sit under the shade trees, and that he'll get him something to eat, and wash their feet. This is a very typical thing, that the stranger or a guest is always right. And also, the guest would owe the host, like Abraham would, or the host, whoever it is that is hosting, whoever your guest is, would always stand up as a waiter while they are eating. It's just like a Middle Eastern custom. Okay? Go ahead.
The best of our shade, food, or drink is called for our guests. Also, it is customary for the host to stand while the visitors eat. The three men were two angels.
The two men were were angels, and the third one was the Lord.
That's chapter 18, verse 1. And the Lord, verses 13 and 17.
It was like the three angels were, the three men were two angels and the Lord. Okay, then what?
Abraham didn't appear to know who they were for a while. Hebrews 13:2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares.
So right there shows that Abraham was not exactly aware at first. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Chapter 18, verses 9 through 15. Earlier, Abraham had laughed. Chapter 17, verse 17. And now Sarah laughs also. God's more rash reaction with her, chapter 18, verses 13 through 14, shows that Sarah was in a persistent state of unbelief, not mere astonishment.
Yeah, Abraham was astonished, and that's why he laughed. But she just didn't believe. And then she lied on top of it. God knew Abraham's heart. And he knew hers too. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Chapter 18, verses 16 through 33. The Lord honored Abraham by telling him of his plan to destroy the evil cities. Although Abraham was concerned only with the safety of his nephew Lot. Having initiated the process, Abraham demonstrated...
In the process of 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. Okay, the dwindling down, the countdown. Okay, then what?
Abraham demonstrates the law of we are our brother's keepers.
That's a good demonstration of it. Amen?
Amen.
And what?
And the principle of a shepherd.
Right. Shepherds are interested in all the sheep, God's sheep. God created everybody, so he wants them to all be his sheep. Unfortunately, they won't be, but we as shepherds are to even pray for our enemies. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Abraham demonstrates the law of we are our brother's keepers.
And that's what he was doing. He was praying for the enemies of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And everybody else's soul in the world, because these people, these Africans over there in Sodom and Gomorrah were doing every perverted thing in the world, and they wanted everybody to be like them. And so they were trying to contaminate everybody's souls so that they'd go to hell. And even at that, Abraham was praying for at least 50 of them. You don't destroy the city. If 50 are righteous, 40 are righteous, 30, 20, and 10 are righteous. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Abraham demonstrates the law of we are our brother's keepers and the principle of a shepherd and partnership with God, continuously questioning God.
Yeah, but see, there was only three righteous, one righteous one in there and the two daughters. That was it. Amen? So there wasn't even 20, so the Lord destroyed the city. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what he's going to do to this world. The whole world is going to burn up. Because it's very much like Sodom right now. Okay, then what else?
He was feeling his way forward in faith.
Right, feeling his way forward. What is that? If there be 50, Lord, would you? Okay, now you say you will. Okay, now if it's 40, I'm just feeling a little bit, you know. Not to be so presumptuous as to say, if there are 10, well, how about 5? He just felt it along, amen?
Amen.
Feeling his way to see how many the Lord, that the Lord would spare the city for. The whole city of wicked people, he would spare if there were 10 righteous there? He said he would. Amen?
Amen.
So it isn't so much the evil, the presence of evil, but it would be the presence if there were even 10 good people there, righteous people. Amen?
Amen.
That's what maybe why he's not destroying the entire world here. Maybe there's 10 in the world right now that are righteous. Amen?
Amen.
Then when it gets to the point to where there's not 10, maybe he'll just destroy it with fire, as he said he would destroy the world with fire. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Chapter 18, verse 21. The outcry against it shows that God's judgment is perfect and accurately weighed. Chapter 18, verses 17 through 33. Prayer principles from God's conversation with Abraham. Prayer. At least three important principles.
These were all prayers where Abraham was praying to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
At least three important principles come out of God's conversation with Abraham in chapter 18. One, we learn that wicked Sodom could have been spared for the sake of only 10 righteous people. From this we learn that it is not the presence of evil that bring God's mercy and long-suffering to an end. Rather, it is the absence of good!
Yeah, when there's no good, God comes down and smashes. Then what else?
2. Although God sometimes inspires us to pray by showing us things to come, verse 17, our intercession must be in line with God's character and His covenant with men. Like Abraham, we may appeal to God to preserve His name, honor, and perfect justice before the world, verse 25. 3. Although we often measure influence by numbers, man's arithmetic cannot be used to estimate the impact of the righteous.
Now, the impact of righteous people on earth is great. Amen?
Amen.
Then what else?
God saves by many or by few. Exodus 32, 11 through 14 and 30 through 34. And Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt, with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants.
Yeah, Abraham, who said, I'm just dust and ashes. Amen. A little speck of dust.
Mm-hmm.
A little speck of ash. Amen.
Amen.
And then what?
Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. Verse 30 through 34. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, Ye have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up unto the Lord. Peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, O, this people have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. And the Lord said unto Moses, Whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them.
Yeah, many people today, they think they don't have idols of gold, but a lot of people love to have gold so that they can buy clothing and different things, nice cars, nice houses, nice furniture, and all other things. But when we only idolize God, when we really love God with all of our heart and soul, nothing in this world comes between us and God. Nothing that you can buy with gold. We are to love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all our mind and strength, and put no other God, no other piece of gold or anything in this world in front of God. This is Tony Alamo, and that was chapter 18 of the book of Genesis. And Lord willing, I'll be doing chapter 19 tomorrow. Till then, God bless you real good. Praise the Lord.